Gardaí have arrested a woman in connection with the investigation into the death of then 3-year-old Daniel Arabose, who went missing over 4 years ago. The woman, who's in her 20s, was arrested this morning on suspicion of murder and is being detained at a Dublin Garda station. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is with us now. Paul, this is the first arrest in this investigation.
Yeah, it is, Gavin. It is a significant development in this investigation into the disappearance and suspected murder of Daniel Arabose, which is being led by detectives here at Swords Garda Station, backed up by specialist units, including detectives from the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Now, as we know, Daniel Arabose was last seen alive at his home in the Gallery Apartments in Donabate in North County Dublin over 4.5 years ago, when he was only 3 years old. Now, his death and secret burial had been concealed until a check on social welfare payments that were first raised concerns at the Department of Social Protection. Officials there alerted TUSLA, who in turn contacted the Gardaí. The Gardaí carried out inquiries which led to them commencing a search of waste ground near the child's home in Donabate, and his skeletal remains were discovered 2.5 weeks into that search. He was formally identified then on September the 17th last. Now, the results of the post-mortem were inconclusive as to the cause of Daniel's death, and the child's remains are still with the coroner and have not yet been released for burial as this investigation intensifies. Now, 10 days ago then, on the eve of what would have been Daniel's 8th birthday, the Gardaí announced that the case had been upgraded to a homicide investigation, and that gave the Gardaí increased powers and enabled them to arrest the woman in her 20s this morning on suspicion of murdering the child. Now, the investigation team here at Swords clearly believed that Daniel Arabose died because of the actions of another person, that he did not die from natural causes, and that he could have been murdered. The woman in custody can be detained for up to 24 hours before she must be charged or released.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.